Z4M Mobile.
V4M, I think it is. KD2BNG Mobile.
Kilo Z4 Mike.
4M, okay, I know. Yeah, what was I hearing? My hearing's gone funny.
And I don't have my hearing aids in today. I've gotten in the habit when they were repairing mine of not having them in, and now I don't wear them when I should. They're sitting in the charger at the house.
That's stuff you need, too. I mean, half the time I leave the house, I don't have things like an asthma inhaler with me. I'm not at the point where I need hearing aids yet, but I guess that's coming.
Needed them either. I just thought I had bad tinnitus, and they gave me a test, and he said, I can help your tinnitus. And I said, oh, bull. I know there is no cure for tinnitus. And he said, oh, your tinnitus is not getting worse. Your death is crap.
To me, now I recall you did say that. You had very bad tinnitus, and yeah, right. Generally, there is no good treatment for that. But they found out it was, well, I guess they found both problems.
Not us ever since I was discharged, but yeah, I thought it was getting worse, and it wasn't getting worse. It was just my hearing was getting worse, and I couldn't hear the ambient noise on what was going on around me, and it just made the ringing in my ears seem louder.
Huh? Because the ringing in your ears is internal, whatever it is that causes it. So the tinnitus was drowning out the background noise. Yeah, you know, a lot of that is, I guess, is military service related. You know, I guess when you, depending on how much time you're out on the artillery range, those mortars and howitzers and stuff going off takes a toll.
There's all kinds of loud noises in the military that can be detrimental to your health in the future.
Job would be the, if some of those Navy battleships are still afloat, the 16-inch guns they used to have, yeah, I think a lot of those ships are still in service. Something that fires a 16-inch projectile is going to be loud. And yeah, as far as I know, hearing damage is cumulative. I don't know that it ever really gets better.
Charge that fires that round is already pre-packed, and it's about the size of a 5-gallon bucket that you push down the pipe and tamp it in and then put your round in there. Actually, it's the other way around, but you know what I mean.
How much gunpowder there really is? I know the shells are a decent size. If it fires a 16-inch shell, which is probably like a meter long, how many gunpowder charges would that be? I don't know. Maybe not as many as you think. But those guns got a range of something like 20 miles, too.
Well, how are you doing today, sir?
Not bad. Shop for a few things, get some cat food, go home. It's getting too cold to be, you know, I'm not well adapted to the cold anymore. And I mean, I came here from the New York City area. I just was never one for this kind of climate.
Go through chemo. It screwed up everything. I don't tolerate temperature changes at all, whether it be hot or cold. I have a hard time regulating it now. So you'll either see me running around in skimpy shorts, or I'll be decked out like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
With getting old, that's why old people complain about the cold even during the spring. Your metabolism slows down, so that's the furnace, and your circulation for various reasons gets impaired, so that's the heating and cooling ductwork. So, you know, the heat can't circulate.
Is that my thyroid and put a back crimp on my pituitary. So I just don't do regulation very well now. I can't stand the hot either. And when it gets summertime, I don't get colds. No, it's not a circulatory problem or anything of that sort. It's a hormonal problem that got zapped between them killing my thyroid, which I have to take medicine for now, and the damage they did to my pituitary.
The thing that regulates that, you're right, is the thyroid to a large degree. And if your thyroid is non-functional, yeah, I guess that's it then. So, but, you know, as if it isn't bad enough, you get heat. You know, I probably get heat and cold issues for that reason. My circulation ain't that great anymore.
I'm out running some errands. I'm getting ready to go do some window shopping for some flooring, I guess. Don't really want to, but got to get it in the house.
What type of flooring you looking at? Like that parquet wood flooring or carpeting, or what are you going to do?
Doing my best to phase all the carpeting out of my house. I had looked at putting down hardwoods, but hardwoods are not a hard enough surface if you compare them to the laminate. So my plan is right now to put down hardwood laminates.
It's a pain in the ass to get the grooves and little that tongue and groove system. If you make one mistake, you end up tearing a bunch of it back out. I like hardwood floors. And someone in the other property that I own, somebody put carpeting over hardwood floors. I remember thinking, why would you ever do that? I know how to refinish them. I know how to fix them. The way you fix the broken slats is just come in from the top. Don't even bother trying to put in the grooves. Just countersink screws from the top and fill it in with wood putty. I've done my share of repairing that.
Do that. Well, what are you out and about doing today?
As I said, I had a few groceries to shop for. I need some cat food. And I think that's about it. I don't really know what I can do today.
But I figured you had some kind of hidden agenda there somewhere.
Pretty much it. Fix the heating one day in that house if I ever get a chance. Not very pleasant to live somewhere, you know, even the mild winters you get here, where you don't really have functional heating.
That, I don't know exactly where you're coming from there, but yeah, I don't even leave the house anymore unless I've got a couple of different tasks to do. You'll never see me take off just for one thing, not unless I absolutely have to.
Not to do that either, considering that I'm not really close to that much. But yeah, no, I had nothing planned today, and you know, one of these days, if I really get ambitious, there's a lot of things I could fix. The heating, of course, being one of them. But somehow I've gotten used to, I guess, you know, you put a couple of space heaters around. The ones that look like the old-fashioned radiators filled with hot oil, those things actually work rather well. I don't know if you can really burn propane and kerosene indoors, but I keep telling myself that every year. You know, this year you got to fix the heat.
Situation that would have to be at the top of one of my priority lists.
I guess I've gotten used to it. It doesn't bother me that much as long as I have one or two rooms I can heat up. Well, what happened to the heat, what happened to the central heating some time ago is little furry kittens is what happened to the heating. I remember one winter, maybe seven winters ago, man, the heat's blasting and there's no heat here. And I look down into the heating duct and there's a little face looking up at me. So, oh, okay, that's what happened. The cats went in there to get warm. So there's probably a bunch of ductwork that either got holes in it or has been knocked down.
And it doesn't help you to be heating the crawl space. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about there, bud. Oh, man. But, oh, there's another red light. So I'm slowly working my way towards Spartanburg, and then I'm coming back towards Greer and hopefully make my loop, and I'll be able to be back home before too late anyway. Unless it's something I'm having fun at, I hate shopping. I don't get out unless I have to go somewhere to do something.
It's pretty much the way I've gotten. You know, and I used to live in much more interesting places where there actually was things to do. I lived in the New York City area for 8 years. There's usually always something to do. In all the years I lived in South Florida, I never really went to the beach. I guess you figure when you live someplace, you figure, well, the beach will always be there. But, yeah, I never was that inclined to, I was always, I guess, a stay-at-home person anyway. I guess that's rather boring.
I don't think so. You save a lot of money that way. It's real easy to blow money when you're out and about.
You know, before you turn around, you've got a $50 or $100 bar tab. You know, not that I was that big a drinker, but... Or, you know, whatever it is, some other entertainment. Costs you $100 or so for entertainment that then you blow all your money for the rest of the week. Yeah, I mean, no, now, the, you know, I'm in my late 50s. There's not that much that sort of thing doesn't interest me anymore.
I used to even go downtown and watch people walking around or whatever. You're tempted to eat out. And at the cheapest place, if you go to a fast food place and have to buy a meal for two people, you're already $18 into it.
What I'm saying, yeah, when you get older, you know, it loses its entertainment value. you know, plus, at this point, who am I trying to impress?
Roger, roger on that. I'm in your corner, bud.
Next project one day in the next, maybe a couple of seasons from now, is fix the damn heat where the little cats tore it up. The cats ate the heater. Oh, did I tell you the dogs ate the car? I was away for a weekend. The car was parked in the driveway. I come back and there's like major damage to both the front fenders. Part of the fender is bent to where it's rubbing against the tire. And there's bite marks like all the circumference along the wheel well. I filed a police report on it for what it was worth, and you know what he says? You ain't gonna believe this, but a dog did that. I said, you gotta be kidding. Yeah, a dog trying to get it to a cat that was in the wheel well basically chewed up the fender around the wheel well to the point where I had to cut part of it off with, tin snips because it was rubbing against the tire.
Well, I hadn't talked to you in a while. Were you able to move your cameras around on your rental property and stop the people from loitering and doing lewd and lascivious acts there on your property?
For every week to retrieve the memory cards. The past month, at least 2 months, I haven't seen anything really going on there. I mean, I'll leave the cameras there. And I'll make them think that everyone, and I'll make everyone think they're still operating. Because I'm sure, maybe that's why no one does anything. Because they realized, oh, by the way, there's cameras here. So they stopped doing what they were doing. But, you know, I'll leave them there. The batteries will run down, but they'll be there. Unless I want to go there this next weekend.
No matter whether you catch them or you deter them from coming around because of the cameras, you end up with the same thing. So it's a good deal all the way around.
Security camera sometimes works almost as well as the real ones. you know, the thing that's, I'm sure you've seen them. It's basically a realistic looking, but, you know, non-functioning little plastic and metal box. Past couple of times I haven't viewed all the footage for the past couple of weeks, but as far as I know, nothing's been going on. At least not last time.
Good deal. That tickles me. People just need to learn to leave other people's stuff alone.
I mentioned that one time I had four of them, and you know, when somebody actually steals one of the security cameras, that's your best indication that you've got a problem. There was, you know, three that were, I guess, a little bit better hidden, and one that was not so well hidden, and that's the one that ended up growing legs and walking away.
You are the first person I've ever heard had one of their security cameras stolen. Oh, wow.
He's a real idiot. If I didn't suspect something was going on before, I definitely know now. And in fact, I think I may have mentioned it. Well, obviously, I don't know who took it. But I mentioned I was there one time. I was on the property. I was actually sort of behind the tree line filming with the smartphone camera. And I filmed some car actually coming in. As far as I know, that may have been the guy.
I mentioned that the last time I talked to you. But I didn't know if there had been any other changes. KZ4M Mobile.
Was anything innocent like, oh, I just wanted to turn around in your driveway. No, he was a good 20 feet up the driveway, and when he saw me filming, he couldn't throw it in reverse fast enough. He ended up grinding the gears. But anyway, I'm going to hop out and get some cat food, but it's been nice talking to you. KZ4M, KD2BNG, I'll be clear on your final.
Talking to you, stay cool, or stay warm, I should say, and you have a good day today. The 73s, and I'll catch you a little bit later. KZ4M Mobile.
KN4,
BWA. I just come by your house a few minutes ago. What's that moving truck out there for?
Are you getting me okay? I'm headed back down 26 from the Fletcher exit.
I'm getting you good now. I'm a little spotty when I come through up there, so. But yeah, you're hitting a repeater good. I was just wondering if you were on your way back or if you were on your way up. But yeah, I just come by your house a few minutes ago. I was wondering what the moving trucks were doing out there.
I tell you what, it's always something with you, I tell you, boy. Now, I'm on my way back, and once I unload this equipment, I'm kind of thinking I'm going to try to get that tower up today for the first time.
Okay. I'm coming into Spartanburg right now, coming up here to look at some more flooring, and then I got to go back and do a couple of things in Greer before I head back toward the house, but I'll yell at you a little bit later. I still need to bring that square back over there to you also, so I'll make sure I try to get in touch with you.
Well, I'm headed down 26 just as hard as I can go, because it's too blasted cold up here. It ain't but 41 degrees up here still. So, all right, catch me later on, and KZ4M is KN4 VWA, clear after your finals.
Be careful coming off the mountain there, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Give me a yell if you need me. KZ4M Mobile.